You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions. Thank you for joining me today. The Father draws me is the title of this devotion. Perhaps this is not something that we always think about, but we ought to, because it is one of the most wonderful graces of being a child of God, is that welcoming feeling, that drawing of His Spirit and power, drawing us near to Himself continuously. And without that, we wouldn't know how to find our way. We wouldn't know how to enter in. But because He beckons us, because He draws us, this is why we know to find our way. We just become aware of it. We just all of a sudden, we say, oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. Oh, my goodness, Father, I feel Your love. That is Him drawing. And that drawing is consistent, unchanging, never fading, never diminishing. That is eternal. And that drawing has been established in the blood and the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the more that we begin to learn about it, the more we begin to love Him for loving us first. As it would say in 1 John 4, verse 19, we love Him because He loved us first. And that loving first is that He drew us to Himself. He came to win our trust. He came to win our confidence by Jesus Christ becoming like us in every way and suffering our sins and failings and bearing the wrath of God upon Him that was due to us and clearing the way for us to be drawn near to God, or as the Scripture would say in 2 Corinthians 5, be reconciled to God. And so let me read this scripture where Jesus in John chapter 6 verse 44 says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day, as it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who's heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Anybody that has a true connection with God, right? So you can be in some kind of nation where the Christian faith is not as readily available, but you have a sincerity to know God and you seek Him, then He Himself will draw you to His Son. Or as 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 says, God who is faithful has called us into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. It is God who brings us into Christ and brings Christ into us. This is the work of the husbandry. Jesus teaches us in John 15 that the Heavenly Father is the husbandry, that He engrafts us into Jesus Christ and causes the life of the Son of God to come into us. It's the will of the Father. It's the good pleasure of God to reconcile you to Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. And I want you to know something, because I understand that there are some of us who would think, well, Pastor Robert, I hear what you're saying, but this is you. And I'm not just saying this lightly. I was ministering in Italy some years ago, and the people that were there were only used to the Catholic religion, where they are trained to have a priest in between them and God, as far as I know, and that may not be completely correct, so please forgive me if this isn't totally correct. But in other words, they're more common to having a priest. And of course, I believe in priests, as the Scripture would say in 1 Peter chapter 2, that we're a holy priesthood, that we are a priestly people, as in ministering to God and so forth and receiving from Him. But I was sharing, and the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ became very strong. And the lady next to me was being overwhelmed by the presence of Jesus. And I said, "Do you feel this?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "This is for you too." And she said, "No, you are the priest." And I said, "No, this is for you just as much as for me. Jesus is equally available to us all." And you see, sometimes we can all kind of feel, yeah, that's for him, but I don't get it. I don't feel it. I don't see it. And understand that is a condition of the heart that still needs to have faith perfected in it. The heart constantly needs to have faith perfected in it so that it doesn't have those feelings and thoughts anymore. That you would never think that the Father would love one of his children more than another. As the scripture would say, God is not a respecter of persons. You would never think such a thought because you are fully convinced and totally persuaded by the faith of the Son of God in you that you're just as much loved as Jesus, that the Heavenly Father has given the same love with which he loved his Son Jesus into your own heart so that you too may know you are his child. And so let me read the scripture to you to help you in this faith of the Son of God to not have that question if it's for you or not. It says here in 1 Timothy 2 verse 3, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Again, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. So don't allow your heart anymore to wonder if it's for you or not. Receive it today. Receive it as your own, that you now live in this divine drawing, in this drawing of the Father's love for you, in this drawing of the Father bringing you into communion with himself through revealing his Son in you, and that you are experiencing a greater grace of his Son. Paul said in Galatians 1:15, "When it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me." In other words, Paul was saying, God was so excited to see me born so that he could call me by his grace to reveal his Son in me. And he says, "I, who am the least of all the saints, this grace has been given." So the apostle understood, Paul, that what he had was none other but the goodness of God in the land of the living that is awaiting your receptivity, that is awaiting your saying, "Oh, Father, I'm so thirsty and hungry for you." And the drawing is right there. Oh, and hallelujah, when you begin to live in that drawing day and night, you begin to live in it. Another verse, which you know very well, where Jesus says in John 3, verse 16, to Nicodemus, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whoever is you and me, whoever believes, and praise God, he gives you the ability to believe. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light came into the world and men loved darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. It still marvels me that people don't want it, even though it's being offered to them. They don't want it. And that is really where the heart is proven to belong to the Lord or not. It really is. I remember this man. He asked to travel with me in 1987, I think it was, 1987 or 86. He asked to travel with me, and I said, come, I'm all by myself. I was going all over Britain preaching, to Cornwall, to Redruth, to all these different places. And I was on this trip in Cornwall, and he said to me, Robert, I want what you've got. I said, oh, wonderful. What I have is Jesus, and he is equally available to us all. He's here for you. So yes, now, as he comes to you, don't say no. He looked at me. I said again, as it comes to you, don't say no. Again, he looked at me. I said, can you not hear me? He said, yes. I said, don't say no when it comes. So he was thinking, because you see, we sometimes think we want something until the testing time comes. And here, I went to minister all over Northern Ireland, and he picked me up from the airport on my return. And the moment I got in the car, I felt the presence of Jesus there for him. I said, praise God, it's come for you. I can feel it, the presence. And he said, I'm going back to where I came from, to the country. And I could feel he was saying no. And, oh, in those days, I was a bit younger then. You know, I was, what, 27 years old or so. And I grabbed him, and we got to the house by the scruff of his shirt. And I shook him, and I said, how dare you say no? I told you, don't say no. No, you're not allowed to say no. Get on your knees right now and say, Jesus, I'm yours. Oh, I was so wild. They called me Tornado Robert in those days. I was so youthful and so zealous. But I have learned that what you cannot achieve by the Spirit, you can surely not achieve by the flesh. And I put him on his knees, and he cried like a baby, but he said no in his heart. And he went away, and I never saw him again. And he never, at least as far as I know, came into this. You see, friends, the drawing is wanting your surrender. It's wanting your submission. And then, yes, as the Father draws you to himself, there may be things inside of you that all of a sudden come to light. And you have to choose to surrender them into the capable hands of your nail print Savior, into his nail print hands, all that he can wash you and cleanse you from all that would obstruct your coming near to God, all that would hinder you from drawing near, all that would hold you back inwardly. He will remove it all if you'd let him. He will overcome it all if you'd let him. He will conquer your whole spirit, soul, and body so that you may live 24/7 in the light of the Father's presence and feel that continual drawing which becomes your confidence, which becomes your blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of his heavenly glory divine. Oh, heir of salvation, I'm purchased of God. I'm so grateful for his love for me that he keeps drawing me. And it's that drawing that is the work of his salvation. That is the work of him making you willing and able to please the Father by coming near without anything causing you to draw back, without anything holding you back. Oh, the Father has no pleasure, it says in Hebrews 10, verse 39, in those who draw back to perdition. But we are not of those who draw back, but of those who draw near. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, my dear friend. Come into the drawing. He will not cease to draw you, and he will overcome in you every obstacle that keeps you from coming near to God, to the point where you live in such perfect union with the Father that there is no consciousness of separation, that you are in him and he is in you, and that you are perfectly one with him. And until that has been perfected in you, the Father is not satisfied. In other words, he wants all of you because he wants you to have all of him. You know, there was a man here in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke, and his name is Simeon. And it says, behold, in verse 25 of Luke chapter 2, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. Wow. Do you know that I feel that same grace coming to the Holy Ones today? That our eyes become radiant and our inner man begins to rise from one degree of his glory to another because we can feel the Son of God drawing near. We can see the angel already putting the trumpet to his mouth, waiting to signal from the Most Holy High One, the Father, as in now bring my children home, and when we will be caught up with him in the air and there meet with all the saints who have fallen asleep before that time has come. Oh, glory to God. I'll see my father. I'll see my daughter. I'll see my grandmother. I'll see so many precious saints. And I can't wait at Tom and Rita, and the list goes on. And Summers. Oh, I think of so many precious souls I miss. Bob. All these precious souls. Too many to name. And they are waiting in glory like a great cloud of witnesses are coming and meeting them in the air when Jesus brings them with him as he meets us and calls us home to the Father. Oh, friend, that day is at hand. That day is at hand. Be ready. Live ready. Live in the drawing of the Father's love for you. Live in a day and night, and he will draw you closer and overcome anything that hinders your oneness with him. It had been revealed to Simeon by the Holy Spirit that he would see the Christ. So he, here it comes, came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law. And he took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Let now, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace," and so forth. Oh, Simeon was so satisfied. The Holy Spirit drew him into that meeting with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is here for those of us that live for the coming of the Lord, that look to him day and night. Our faces will become more and more radiant because the day of the Lord is nearer and nearer now than it ever was. And I want to encourage you, live in that Holy Spirit drawing. Live in it and let the fruit of that drawing show in how you read his word and how you come to church and love to be together with God's children and love to worship and praise and become part of the great cloud of witnesses here on earth that are announcing the coming of Jesus for all those that are weary and wondering that they will come home again and know it's time to be part of the family of God. Oh, friends, it is such a good time to live in the drawing of the Father. Amen. Have a good day.